Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday.
That's right.
Well, we've got plenty of stuff that is really great news, either on Trump's behalf or, you know, in...
Or just entertaining.
Yes, that's that's right. Because as you all know, Tucker Carlson... he was fired, but he made a statement to Carrie Lake saying that the best decision I ever made was leaving Fox. And she says, good for you, Tucker. You're free and uncensored.
Yes.
And you know what's interesting about that is that Fox News Corp loses $1 billion as conservatives pledge to cancel subscriptions en masse.
Oh, man. Well, it's funny because the Babylon Bee ran an article saying Fox News fires the only reason people watch Fox News.
Yes,
and of course,
exactly.
This is just, and of course, Elon Musk weighs in with a little fire emoji and a laughing face emoji in response to that. But you know, just before that, Dan Bongino, the former Secret Service guy who had his own show there, very popular. He was also a very hard-hitting, I mean, he spoke the truth. And he came out the issues with a sledgehammer, you know, slightly different style than Tucker Carlson. But both of them, well, they, you know, Fox News is, now there's no reason to watch Fox News.
Right, exactly.
Because, I mean, they threw Trump under the bus long ago. I mean, they have just made so many bad decisions. I don't even watch Fox anymore, except I'll watch some select Dan Bongino or Tucker Carlson videos because they really hit the issues really well. Like, I like to see them attacked, but now that's not the case. There's no reason now. So we'll see. Carlson is already getting job offers. A Russian news agency has offered him a job.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah. So,
well, and that's very interesting in and of itself, because they would rather that he tells the truth.
Oh yeah.
You know, and so that's a very interesting proposition. I think that he could probably have his very own show, independent of any of those networks, really. Even
I don't know why those guys get paid a ton of money. I don't know why they couldn't all join forces and start their own network.
Oh, exactly. They could. They could very easily start
between
their own.
Glenn Beck, Bongino, and Tucker Carlson, and I'm sure several others would join them They wouldn't have any problem finding sponsors. And
well, and people with less money have started networks, you know, and so it's certainly not outside their scope, that's for sure. And well, you know, we also like to start off Trump Tuesday with some of the good hard punches that we're throwing from our side, right? Like, I've just got this information that just came in about Michigan. A local official has been accused of breaking a seal on a ballot box in her own election. That sounds like Katie Hobbs, doesn't it? To ensure that votes couldn't be recounted, and she was sentenced today to 6 months of house arrest.
What?
And her name,
arrest. That's too good.
Her name is Kathy Funk, a Democrat. Is that any surprise? And that she must wear an electronic monitor and also write a public apology for her actions in 2020 as the Flint Township clerk. Well,
oh boy.
Geez,
that's,
I think,
her punishment. She has to write, I will not do that again 1,000 times on the chalkboard.
Right. For election fraud? That's, you know, wow, what a, that's a joke. But still, at least they caught her and they made her,
right.
You know, they...
There's a conviction.
That's right.
Good.
There was,
you know,
consequences.
I know Katie Hobbs didn't do that, but when you read that, her image flashed in my mind.
Of course.
You know, before you even said anything.
Right.
And of course, you know, she did other things, but yeah, they need to be held to account, and they need to go to jail.
Right. And so we need to point out this kind of thing when it does happen, because people are fairly well convinced at this point that no justice is happening whatsoever. But that's not true. We do try to point that out when it does happen.
Yes.
And it probably is happening more than we even know of. It's just hard to dig through enough of it to find these convictions. I mean, for instance, you know, it was the judge that sided with Congress over Alvin Bragg trying to block his subpoena, and the judge upheld it. And so Congress is continuing on with that. And so that judge did the right thing. And we've got another thing here from Jim Jordan as well, who is Jim Jordan, Representative Jim Jordan, is now sending a subpoena to the FBI official Jennifer Leigh Moore, and says that today Chairman Jordan issued a subpoena to Jennifer Leigh Moore, Executive Assistant Director of Human Resources at the FBI, after she refused to answer questions during her transcribed interview about the FBI's retaliation against brave whistleblowers who have come forward to raise concerns about abuses they have seen at the Bureau. And so he's calling her with a subpoena.
Yes.
So good for that. And you know, there's been some other things lately. People are saying, what's going on with the GOP House? How come this is dragging out? And where are all the convictions? And what's going on? Well, you know, you and I were talking about, they are doing a lot of stuff, and we've been covering it, especially since we've had the privilege of having Marjorie Taylor Greene out there on the forefront describing all these things and posting it on her channel so that we know exactly what they're doing and what's going on. And they have been hammering hard. It's just, the problem is, like we've talked about, there's so many enormously illegal things happening under this communist coup, which is to be expected in a coup. You know,
right.
Everything goes absolutely upside down. And so where previously there'd only been like one or two things Congress had to investigate that were truly criminal and outlandish, well, now we're surrounded by like 1,000 of these events that are so numerous, and they are. They're trudging through all of it, especially with all of the Biden crime family syndicate. And so I'm glad to see it. And humanly, I think there's only so much a person can do. There's only so many hours in a day for them to investigate. But like she said here just recently, she said, the FBI, DOJ, Treasury, and the entire government knows and has proof Hunter Biden was involved in human sex trafficking, and they have done absolutely nothing about it.
Right.
And so, you know, that's
except
a good
to try
point.
To bury it.
Right. And so they're bringing up all of this stuff, and they're doing a good job of that. It's just, there's so much.
Yes.
So, you know, I just have to say congratulations to them for at least digging in. And
well, they're keeping the pressure on.
Yeah.
You know, there's of course, we think that they should always do more, but we're grateful. Prior to this, there was really no fight, no progress taking place.
Exactly. And so, and then considering the 75 Soros DAs that are essentially running our entire justice system nationwide now, it's no wonder that getting these prosecutions is slow to come about.
We'll have to add that to the list of projects for Congress to go after.
Yeah, to make it illegal.
Subverting our legal system.
It's already illegal. Now somebody's got to start swinging the axe.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Well, let's hope so.
Right.
All right. Well, on this fine Trump Tuesday, let's get into the word of the day and make sure we stay grounded in that for sure. This is the time to cling to him.
That's right. With both arms.
Yes.
Yes. The word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Revelation 3, verses 14 through 22, which read under the title, The Lukewarm Church. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
Wow.
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And that's it.
Outstanding.
And what's kind of cool, the Bible notes describe that the amen referred to in verse 14 is basically just the God of truth and the guarantor of all God's promises. So that's kind of interesting that is what the amen refers to, you know, because it's capitalized. Yes. As in a title, the amen. And then it says the beginning of the creation of God refers to the source and cause of creation, where it describes in verses 17 and 18 that the gold, the white garments, and eye salve, it says, Laodicea was noted for being a banking center for the production of a glossy black wool used in clothing and carpets, and for producing a salve for the curing of eye disorders. The church desperately needed the grace that regenerates the garments of Christ's righteousness and Spirit-illumined eyes in the heart. And so that's kind of an interesting fact about Laodicea. I didn't know it was a banking center.
I didn't either, but we've been watching some really fascinating documentaries covering like the footsteps of Paul.
Right.
Going to these different communities and learning more. I didn't know that about Laodicea, but it's really brought those places alive. And that message right there fit the culture, the challenges that they had, and speaking in their language.
Right.
To tell them to turn around. But that language could be adapted to today's church. I think all of the churches in, was that in Revelation? That's in Revelation.
Yeah, that's Revelations 3.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where all of the churches are being addressed. I think all but one had issues that they seriously need to be addressed. And you can find those characteristics in churches today.
Oh, right. Exactly. You know,
absolutely. The lukewarm church, boy, that could just be speaking to the majority of churches in America.
Yep.
Today.
Right. Well, and it's also interesting because that that description reflects what is said in James 4:4, where he says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
Right.
And so finding yourself rich and having become wealthy and having need of nothing, and yet
being friends with the world,
being friends getting along with the world, everyone. You know, you everything's good for you. You're good in the world. Everything's working out great. And then he says, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, and to buy from him the gold refined in the fire and the white garments that you may be clothed. And so that is so good. That's exactly what we need to hear today.
That's right. That's the word of the day. And that's Revelation 3.
Verses 14 through 22.
Okay, excellent. Got it down. Yeah, that's, man, all of those, the whole Revelation 1 through 4 is, you know, I think it's 4. Maybe it stops in 3, addressing the churches.
Right.
I thought it was the first four
chapters. It's the three, first
yeah,
three
the
chapters.
First three are dealing with the churches. And like I said, characteristics of churches that you'll find even today.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, human nature is always the same, no matter what generation.
Yeah, you know? There's nothing new under the sun, is there?
That's right.
The only thing that changes is technology.
Well,
that's
yep.
So, all right, well, good. We'll go ahead and take a break then. You guys stick around. This segment brought to you by Katie Armour. Thank you guys for supporting us. Thank you, listeners, for helping to support us as well. We're listener supported. But if you want to support our sponsors, Katie Armour is CATIArmour.com, Christian Patriot-owned business, Serious Body Armour for serious times. check them out. And we'll be back right after these messages. Stick around. We've got some fun ones coming up here.
Oh, yes.
We have 1,000 billionaires in America. You know the average tax rate they pay? 8%. 8%. We have 1,000 billionaires in America. You know the average tax rate they pay? 8%. 8%.
I will prevent, and very easily, World War III, very easily. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, I will have the disastrous war between Russia and Ukraine settled. It will be settled quickly. Quickly. I will get the problem solved, and I will get it solved in rapid order, and it will take me no longer than one day. I know exactly what to say to each of them. I got along with very well with them.
You know what? You want to know something? You want to know something? You want to know something? We always win. We always win. We always win.
That's right. All right. Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and AM 630. And of course, our live stream. And that's provided by the American Christian Network, the affiliate of Liberty Broadcasting, where we're broadcasting right now. And you can find all of our archive shows. If you miss it in the morning, go to radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com and you'll find all of our shows there. Thank you guys for your support, those of you who are supporting us. If you want to help keep us on the air, just $5 or $10 a month or $20 a month, anything that won't put you in a bind but will help us, and it all adds up. So go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and you'll find all the different ways you can support us. All right, Lady Liberty, several things lined up here. We've got quite
That's
a few
right.
audio clips. We'll see how many we can get to.
That's for sure. And everyone, welcome back to Trump Tuesday. And like we were saying earlier, well, in fact, just a couple days ago, we were hammering the GOP House saying, you guys have been there for quite some time, and the two biggest issues that should have been very first on your plate were securing the border and doing something to prohibit election fraud.
Yep, secure the elections.
And they can pass sweeping legislation that will ban all electronic voting machines. That would be an enormous step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
But we have to give credit where credit's due. We've got excellent news to share with you this morning. I've got this article here from the Epoch Times that describes that House GOP introduces a bill to restart border wall construction and bolster security.
Woo-hoo! Excellent. Yes.
They're addressing one of the two biggest issues that should have been started long time ago.
Yep.
And so it says here that the House Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee have introduced a bill designed to strengthen security along the U.S. southern border. And the bill, called the Border Reinforcement Act, would require President Joe Biden's administration to resume construction on a border wall between the United States and Mexico.
Yes.
And obviously, that is the best thing to do. And, you know, all this time they've been denying that there's a border problem because a communist coup wants our border wide open so we can be overrun by our enemies and destroyed from within.
Yes.
And yet all of the Democrat communists are saying, oh no, we have no problem with these people coming here. It's just a mass migration. No, it's called an illegal invasion.
Yes.
And anything that it goes against our laws on the books for requiring anybody that wants to come to this country legally and go through the legal immigration process, that is all fine and acceptable. This other thing going on at our border is an illegal invasion. And here's one of their own actually stepping out of their own confines to admit this is a problem. Listen now to the New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
You know, the city is being destroyed by the migrant crisis, and none of my folks came to Washington, D.C. to fight for the resources that's going to undermine every agency in our city.
That's funny. Weren't they a sanctuary city until they got overran by migrants?
Yeah, imagine that, because good grief, there's been like 5 million or more of them that have come over here since then.
Yeah, it's about love.
And so it's perfectly fitting that the Democrats should have them all in their area.
Right. Well, and they want Congress to pass all these funds to give to New York City to deal with the migrant crisis that New York City was just perfectly fine with until the waves started showing up at their place. You know, and Mayorkas on Breitbart, they're running a video over there where Mayorkas is saying we can solve the border crisis by opening the border.
Oh, wow. There you go. Well, it's already open.
Open it further? Right. You know, I don't know how much more open it can be, but...
Yes, and go against his job of securing the nation and securing the border. Oh, sure.
There's another caravan, 3,000 strong migrant caravan, begins walking toward U.S.-Mexico border.
And that's a threat compared to the 5 million we've already let come across, and with... Lord knows how many of our enemies being Chinese nationals that are ready to take us down when they're given the red flag.
Unbelievable.
And so we've also got something else coming from the great city of New York that is so adamant to charge Trump with garbage. Here we've got top Democrat politicians, Senator Chuck Schumer, and New York City, the one we just heard from, Mayor Eric Adams, photographed rubbing elbows with Chinese agent who ran CCP secret police stations. Listen now.
So newly released photos and video show a suspect accused of running one of New York City's secret Chinese police stations at fundraising events with the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer out of New York and the Mayor Eric Adams out of New York. Brian Yenis is in New York with more on how this happened. Brian, good morning.
Yeah, Bill, good morning. 5 months after the world was warned about this now closed illegal secret police station behind me here in Chinatown, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Mayor Eric Adams were seen rubbing elbows with the man suspected of running the so-called police station as an agent for the Chinese Communist government. The video shows Harry Liu Jinwang giving Adams a proclamation at a March gala hosted by the nonprofit Fukien American Association. Last week, Harry Liu was one of two men arrested by the FBI. They're accused of operating a shady cultural nonprofit, the American Chenglua Association, as a front for an illegal secret police station that tracked and harassed Chinese nationals in the U.S. and tried to influence U.S. policymakers. Records show that Harry Liu and his co-defendant made some $32,000 in political donations to New York Democrats, including Mayor Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul. An activist warned the CCP is operating the United Front Work, a network of police stations, aid centers, and cultural associations throughout the U.S. in part to try to influence politicians like Schumer and Adams.
Well, like I said, surprise, surprise.
Well, exactly. And there's actually six other of these Chinese police stations that they have found in America. So they're operating in our nation as if they have the authority to do so, and we can't touch them, and they can run their own police control network out of our own nation. Are you kidding?
In other words, a spy office and a way to harass Chinese citizens who've come here to seek freedom.
Legally.
Right. They came here legally and to seek freedom. And this is a way to, I wonder how many of them have disappeared.
Or really, are those their reporting stations for all of the Chinese nationals that have just snuck across our border undocumented, right? Are those coordination centers?
Yeah.
You know, I have to ask
safe
that.
Safe houses?
Exactly. Especially when they're rubbing elbows with people like Chuck Schumer and donating to their campaigns.
Yeah. Well, they donated to Biden's campaign, right?
Yes. Oh, boy, to say the least.
Or I don't know if they donated, but they certainly contributed.
Well, they certainly paid for his influence peddling charges. Right.
Oh, yeah. And that is another thing there's more developments there, too, that, well, we've been covering the last few days as far as the influence operations and peddling influence. Because of the positions in, I'll tell you what, they're saying up to 10 family members of the Biden family now have.
Oh, yeah.
They're just apparently scratching the surface. So the corruption just runs deep.
Right. And that is technically, it could just be cataloged as election interference. And like, Marjorie Taylor Greene was saying is that Joe Biden and Tony Blinken were just caught red-handed, basically interfering with the 2020 election, along with 51 intelligence agents. And right. This is bigger than 1,000 Watergates.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, this is huge. And so these people are absolutely illegal, completely off the charts, and so much so that they're easily, I mean, way worse than anybody that we have in our whole U.S. history.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. So we'll see what they do with it. We're going to be following this stuff, you know, very closely. And they do, like you mentioned, they have a lot to sift through. I mean, it's they got a lot of plates spinning in the air.
There is a fire from every bush.
Yeah, exactly. or smoke, right?
Right.
So, where there's smoke, there's fire. And so they're rooting that out, and it's good to see. We're hopeful, but like we keep saying, nothing is going to get fixed if we don't address the election fraud and if we don't seal our border.
That's
those
right.
Two things are absolutely critical.
Yep.
So, well, all right. Well, we're out of time. So you guys have a blessed and a safe day out there. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.